This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. The headlines first. Nepal marks Constitution Day commemorating historic promulgation of Federal Democratic Republic Constitution in 2015. President Poril called on all to play their role in ensuring timely House of Representatives elections. Prime Minister Susila Kharki pledges government's commitment to youth participation in state mechanisms for effective governance. Government warns of terminating contracts for stalled projects. And U.S. blocks UN call for Gaza ceasefire for sixth time. Now the news in detail. The Constitution Day and National Day 2025 has been marked across the country today by organizing a variety of programs. On the occasion, the government organized a ceremony at the Army Pavilion in Tudikhel of Kathmandu today. The Constitution of Nepal was proclaimed on the 20th of September in 2015 through the epoch-making Constituent Assembly, which was formed on the backing of the Azua's struggle and sacrifices of the Nepali people. The Constitution of Nepal was promulgated following the second round election to the Constituent Assembly with relentless efforts and prolonged disputes. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Poril has called on all concerned to play a role in completing the elections on time. Addressing a special function organized at the President's office in Sital Nivas today, on the occasion of the Constitution Day, the head of the state said the general consensus provided a way out of the crisis that arose when there was no way to form the Council of Ministers from the House of Representatives. President Poril also urged all parties, officials and citizens to set aside differences and support holding House of Representatives elections within 6 months to ensure a sustainable political solution. Similarly, addressing the Constitution Day and National Day 2025 ceremony at Tudikhel today, Prime Minister Susila Kharki said the government is committed to ensuring youth participation in all state mechanisms for effective governance. Prime Minister Kharki underlined the need to make public service delivery more effective, even by amending laws constitutionally if required. She also said that the Gen Z protests reflect the aspiration of the younger generation and widespread dissatisfaction with corruption in the country. Two Nepali citizens, one from Rautahat and the other one from Baglung district, who had been held in confinement near the Ukraine border, have been rescued. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Jay Prakash Saha from Rautahat and Sandesh Kesi from Baglung were rescued in coordination and initiation of the Nepali embassy in Berlin of Germany. The rescue was possible following the support of the Ukraine's State Border Guard Service, Non-resident Nepalese Association Germany, and other organizations. Saha and Kesi arrived home this evening. The government has decided to terminate contracts for long idle development projects under the Ministries of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Physical Infrastructure and Transport, and Urban Development. Minister Kulman Ghising has instructed secretaries and department heads to prepare and submit a list of stalled projects immediately. He emphasized that projects cannot be left unfinished due to inactive contractors causing economic losses and depriving citizens of the benefits. Pending projects include the Sunkosi Marine Multipurpose Irrigation Project, several major road projects, and over 100 bridge constructions. The Butwal-Narayanagarh road section under the East-West Highway has been completely blocked due to landslide. According to Janak Raj Banjara, the head of the district traffic police, the road has been obstructed due to a landslide that occurred in the Downi area, Binai Tribeni Municipality 2 in Nawalprasi, Bardaghat, Susta East. He said that continuous rain has caused the landslide from above the near Pensathi Mount at Downi, completely blocking the road. The government has formed a four-member task force to identify the problems in the capital market. A spokesperson of the Ministry of Finance, Tonka Prasad Pandey, said a task force has been formed to study the problems surfaced in the capital market and to present suggestions and a solid implementation action plan for systematic and procedural reforms. A task force has been formed under the chairmanship of Rupesh Kesi, the executive director of the Securities Board. More than 8,800 inmates who escaped during the Gen Z protest on the 8th and 9th of September remain at large, according to director at the Department of Prison Management, Sumendra Nupani. Inmates from 27 jails and children from 9 juvenile correction centers had fled during the unrest. Out of 29,212 total inmates, 13,591 had escaped, along with 964 children out of 1,422. The vehicles that were damaged during the recent arson attack in Singhadarbar area amid the Gen Z demonstrations are now being managed. According to the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, the damaged vehicles are being relocated to an open space within the Parliament premises for proper management. In addition, daubing works have also begun in the Singhadarbar area and the vandalized vehicles are currently undergoing repairs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14# #7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Home Ministry has established a support desk to control the untoward activities that may occur in the society following the Gen Z protests and the subsequent developments in the country. Ministry spokesperson and information officer Ravindra Acharya informed that the ministry had set up the support desk to promptly respond to people's problems and suggestions in the aftermath of the Gen Z protest. The ministry has provided a mobile number 9851-360-603 for anyone to report untoward activities. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The U.S. has for the sixth time vetoed a draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council that would have demanded an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages. The BBC cited U.S. Deputy Middle East Envoy Morgan Ortagus as saying that the text did not go far enough in condemning Hamas or recognize Israel's right to defend itself. All 14 other members of the Security Council vetoed in favor of the draft resolution, which described the humanitarian situation in Gaza as catastrophic and called on Israel to lift all aid restrictions. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have held a telephone conversation today. Al Jazeera cited China's state media as reporting that the two leaders were set to discuss details of a deal to keep Chinese-owned TikTok operating in the U.S., as well as efforts to ease trade tensions between the two world's largest economies. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has said that negotiators reached a framework agreement on the popular social media apps WonderSim, but questions remain. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and partly cloudy in the rest of the regions. Similarly, moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi, Mades, Bagmati provinces and at a few places in the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi, Mades and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal marks Constitution Day commemorating historic promulgation of Federal Democratic Republic Constitution in 2015. President Poril calls on all to play their role in ensuring timely House of Representatives elections. Prime Minister Susila Kharki pledges Japan's commitment to youth participation in state mechanisms for effective governance. Japan warns of terminating contracts for stalled projects. And U.S. blocks UN call for Gaza ceasefire for sixth time. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.